Hi, I'm Charles King. It's not what you know that counts, it's what you need to know. Today's analytics rule, and that approach may be fine for some businesses, but as seemingly rational as number crunching may appear, it only tells you part of the story, and that can be misleading. Statistical analysis can tell you what people did, but it can't tell you why. And it doesn't tell you what they would have done if presented with an alternative. Even A/B testing won't provide the answer to why people did what they did. What gets lost in a mountain of data is markets are an audience, and audiences consist of people, not numbers. It doesn't matter if you sell a product, service, or idea. Answering the question why people should care about you or what you sell is critical to your success. The ability to connect to people on a human level is what marketing is all about. In short, marketing is a people problem, and you won't find the solution on a spreadsheet. In today's highly competitive online marketplace with so many businesses selling the same, similar, or substitute offerings, the battle for competitive advantage is being fought on the brand marketing front. Creating a brand universe allows you the freedom to be innovative in your communication efforts. It separates you from copycat marketers and price-cutting vultures intent on profiting from your hard work. In What's the Big Idea? We approach the problem from a big idea perspective because a big idea is how you differentiate yourself from the competition. But having a big idea will only be of benefit if it is implemented properly. Developing a marketing strategy using brand story development. Every business has a personality, whether you create it yourself or allow your audience to create it for you. There is no doubt that in today's highly connected, digital, social media-obsessed marketplace, your audience has the potential influence to make you the next big thing or, just as likely, twist your well-meaning efforts totally out of shape, making you an object of ridicule. In other words, abdicating the responsibility of managing your image, identity, and brand to the open market can lead to the unintended consequence of misrepresentation caused by communication errors, omissions, and misinterpretations, resulting in a public relations crisis that may be both long-lasting and financially disastrous. Managing your business personality is more than having a Facebook, Twitter, or Google account. These are merely tools that may or may not be appropriate or productive for your business. But before even considering what tools to employ, you need to decide what your business persona is going to be. Managing your brand personality is deciding exactly who you are as a business. Once that is decided, the mission is to be as consistent as possible in the presentation of that identity. With a defined personality and a commitment to consistent presentation in all things marketing, you then decide what tools you need to implement your strategy, whether they be Facebook, Twitter, video, print, AdWords, blogging, ebooks, mobile, or whatever else may be available.